Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. Praise God. Here on the broadcast and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here. Amen. On this brand new year of January 2022. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a blessing being able to see a brand new year of 2022. Praise God. Amen. The Lord took care of us last year through 2021. Praise God. The coronavirus, Omicron, all of that, amen, went on. Some people, sadly, praise God, experienced violence. But it's a blessing. Being able to see a brand new year. Praise God. On this year, we want to do more for the Lord. We want to go higher, go deeper in God. Those of you that are saved, and those of you that are not saved, is a great time to serve the Lord and give your heart to Jesus during this new year. Praise God. This is January 2nd, 2022. Praise God. Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. On today, we have a powerful message, praise the Lord, coming from the Word of God. Amen. Talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But before we get to the message on today, praise the Lord, amen, we want to have, amen, some, amen, song coming from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise God, here on the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our ministry is geared toward those that's behind prison bars. Amen. So then I know that our visits to the jails and prisons has been, amen, put on hold due to the coronavirus.
Amen.
Praise God. But we're here on radio broadcasting. Praise Lord that you might be able to hear. Amen. But thus says the Lord. Here on the broadcast. Soon as we get the green light, we're getting ready to start back, to go back to visit the jails and prisons. And those of you that are incarcerated, and here's our broadcast, can still write us, praise God, and send your letters to the layman. Because we are, Chaplain Holmes, Sister Velvet, Missionary Velvet, we do care about all of you that's Amen. Behind prison bars. And to those of you that's out there in the free world, amen. Jesus come to deliver you and set you free from the prison house of sin.
That's
praise
right.
the Lord. Because Jesus come to open the prison doors. You may not be in a physical prison, but if you're living in sin, you're in the worst prison of all. That is the prison house of sin.
Amen.
But Jesus come to set you free.
Yes, he does.
And in St. John 8:36, Jesus said, "He that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to take Jesus to change people's lives.
Yes, it will.
All the violence going on in our cities and towns.
Amen.
The shootings, taking innocent lives. If you take a life, you can't bring that person back. That person is gone to never return to this world. But people don't think about that till it's too late.
That's right. Amen.
They go off on their passion of anger, hate, getting mad to take a life. Then once it's gone, you wish you hadn't have done it. People get behind the wheel, drunk drivers, and then destroy innocent people. Praise God. Once you take a life, you can't replace it.
Okay.
Sin is not good for nobody. It has terrible consequences.
Yes, it does.
That's the reason why I preach and teach how to come out of sin. Because the devil is not your friend.
He's not.
Because Jesus said in the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, the thief come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I come that you might have life.
Amen.
And that you might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Jesus is your friend.
Yes.
He come to turn your life around. He come to deliver you from that terrible life living in sin. Praise God. And give you a brand new life living with joy, peace, and happiness. The kind of joy you can't find out there in the world. So many times people get drunk off of alcohol. Get high off in drugs. After they come down, after they get sober, the problem's still there.
Yes, it is.
They still get, amen, got to face the situation. But Jesus come to fix it. He come to deliver you. You don't have to destroy yourself. Because alcohol messes people's lives up.
Yes, it does.
It destroys the liver. Give people cirrhosis of the liver. It slows down the brain activity. Look what drugs can do. How drugs destroy the body.
Amen.
Amen. LSD and, praise God, crack cocaine. Praise God. And marijuana. I know they're legalizing marijuana in some states. But still, that, amen, does not make it right. But Jesus come to change lives and deliver you from these things.
Yes, he does.
Amen. And I tell Jeff, those in jails and prisons, if God mean for us to smoke tobacco, smoke cigarettes, smoke weed, he'll put a chimney over your head. But Jesus come to clean your our act up. The Bible declares in 2 Corinthians 7:1, that therefore, seeing we have the promises, having therefore the promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting wholeness in the fear sight of God.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to cleanse ourselves. He will deliver us from that drinking demon, from that smoking demon,
Amen.
From that cursing demon, from that lying demon, that flesh lusting demon, that demon of witchcraft. The power of God will deliver you and set you free.
Yes,
praise God. Amen. See, I preach salvation. Praise the Lord. I don't waste time talking about religion. I preach salvation. That's the power of God that Jesus brought here to change lives and
Amen.
Make your life brand new.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Amen. Our first broadcast in the brand new year of 2022. Praise the Lord, amen. I know you, amen, want to speak to all the listeners here on this Sunday morning, here on the broadcast. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. He is so wonderful. He is worthy of all the honor and glory we can give him. And we can do nothing without him. I see a song I wrote some time ago that said, I need you, Jesus. Every second, every minute, every hour, and every day, I need you, Jesus. And we all need the Lord, especially in these troubling times now, because we need him more than ever before. And he is the one that we can go to and rely on, no matter what we're going through. Hallelujah. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'll deliver us out of all of our troubles. And what we have to do is to call on the name of Jesus. And I said, I'm going to sing a little bit of this song. The Lord gave me, said, call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. He will answer you. Call on the name of Jesus. He will answer you. Call him. Go to him in that secret place. Tell her what is on your mind. Tell her what is in your heart. Call on the name of Jesus. You can tell him all of your secrets, and it will be between you, him, and his Father. You can tell him about your heart desires. You can tell him what you are longing for. You can tell him all of your struggles, all of your heartaches and pain. So go to him and then tell him, and tell him. Just call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer you. Call him, call him. He will answer you. You don't have to worry that anybody else will find out. Because you can tell him, you can tell him. And he will solve your problem every time. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. He will answer you. But you must humble yourself and be honest in your heart when you call him. So call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Call him, and he will answer you. He already has an answer before you call. He said, I have a plan for you to prosper and have hope, to have peace and not evil. And when you call upon me, I will hear you, and I will find you, and I will answer you. So call in the name of Jesus. Call in the name of Jesus. He will answer you. He will answer you. He shall bring you out of the horror pit and out of the miry clay. Set your feet upon a steady rock and put a new song in your mouth. Then you can tell the whole wide world what the Lord has done for you. You can tell the whole wide world how the Lord has set you free, how he has delivered you and given you victory. So I encourage you, call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. Call him, call him, hallelujah, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. So let's hold this brand new year. We just call upon him, and he will be there for us. And Ella Holmes and I are praying for you that you have hope and you may prosper in this new year in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to prosper. He wants us to be able to be godly men and women, boys and girls. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in that name. Amen. Jesus said, St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is your answer. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls, from their sins. Not in it, but from it. Praise God. The message is being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not enough for the Spirit of God to get on you, but it must get in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We read about in the Old Testament, David, you got the prophets, you got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you got all of them. The Spirit of God got on them. Samson, the Spirit of God came upon him, but it did not get in him. That's the reason why they live the way they lived. That's the reason why David committed adultery with Bathsheba and tried to cover it up with having her husband put on the front line, Uriah, and have him killed. Because the Holy Ghost wasn't in David, but it was on him. And just like the Spirit of God get on you, you feel good. You want to serve the Lord. You want to live right. You want to, amen, praise God. But when the Spirit get off you, then the devil come around. It's not enough for the Spirit to get on you, but it must get in you. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to be stressing that. How it's important to get the Holy Ghost in us. See, Jesus come to wash people in the blood, to root out that indwelling sin, to make room so God can fill us up and run us over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. Because the Holy Ghost do not dwell in no sinner. You cannot mix new wine in an old bottle. Amen. The bottle got to be purged. The bottle must be clean. Your heart has to be clean. Now, Solomon said in his writings, there's nobody without sin among us. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost could not live in the people back in their day. That God commanded Moses to make the Ark of Covenant. And in the Ark of Covenant, the Holy Ghost dwelled in the Holy of Holies. Because there wasn't nobody clean enough for the Holy Ghost to dwell in. But Jesus came into the world to offer up his life, his sacrifice on Calvary. And through his blood, we can be clean. We can be purified. We can be sanctified through the blood. So that the desire of sin is taken out. And the new nature, the nature of Christ comes in, which is the birth of Jesus. And as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Jesus moves in. The devil and sin is cast out. All the way out. Praise the Lord. And God will fill you up and run you over with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Amen. You can't mix the Holy Ghost up with sin. The Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. And you live a brand new life with victory and power over the devil. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, Ephesians 5:18. What did Paul say in the word of God? Ephesians 5:18. Because Jesus come to put things on a better promise. So that we can be free from our sins in this sinful world. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost comes in to seal us up. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen. Be not drunk with wine wherein is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Lord wants his church people to be filled with God. You don't have no time for the world. No time to gossip, no time to backbite, no time to double talk. Amen. But we need to be filled with God. Amen. Loving the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. Living for Jesus. Praise God. Walking in the Word of God every day. Praise the Lord. That's when you're filled up with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't have no time for the world, but you want to be more like Jesus. Amen. Be more like Jesus. Praise God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes in you, the Holy Ghost be in the driver's seat. You don't lead it, it leads you. Praise God. You don't lead him, he leads you. Amen. And when the Lord drives you, he don't drive you nowhere in sin. He drive you to holiness and drive you up the highway of holiness. Praise God. Amen. Mr. Velvet, the gospel according to St. John 16:13. What did Jesus say about the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost? Praise God. People talk about the Holy Ghost, but very few people got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Because when Jesus went into water, he was baptized. And when he rose up, the Holy Ghost descended like a dove on him. And when Jesus come in us, that's the way we can receive the Holy Ghost. But amen. But if you don't have the blood in your life, praise God, the Holy Ghost get on you. But it's not enough to get on you. It just, amen, get on you and get off you. The devil be acting up. Praise God. Look at King Saul. How when the Spirit of God got on Saul, Saul prophesied. That's in your Bible. He did. He sure did. He prophesied. But as soon as the Spirit of God got on Saul, he just was as mean as the devil. Praise God. How many Christians fall in that category? Amen. They be so anointed that the power of God get on them. So anointed. But as soon as the power of God get off them, the devil start acting up. Amen. Then people say, amen, you got to repent all the time. And because, you don't have the Spirit in you. The Spirit just gets on you. Praise God. But when the Lord get in you, you can live right after you be so anointed. Live right on the job. Live right walking down the street. Live right everywhere you go. Everywhere you be. Cause it be in you. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say in the Gospel according to St. John 16 and 13, Missionary Velvet?
St. John 16 and 13. It said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, but he should not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
When the Spirit of truth is come, it will lead you into all truth. What room you got to go back and do things you were doing before you got saved? Huh? Praise the Lord. When the Holy Ghost is there leading you. We sang the song, Michelle Vell. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. All the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you. All the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. I'm telling you, when Jesus get in you, he will lead you all the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Glory to God. That's why it's important to get washed in the blood. Praise God. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Get it in your soul. Where you can feel the power of God moving on the inside. Amen. Like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in your bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. When the Spirit of truth should come, it will lead you to all truth. Amen. He won't speak of himself, but he'll speak of that word. What comes from heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Missionary Velvet, praise God. Go back to Ephesians 5. And pick up their reading at verse number 20. What did Paul say? Praise God.
Ephesians 5 and 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. When the Lord fills you with the Spirit, you just love to praise God. Love to thank the Lord. Love to give God praise. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You sang the song. My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Lord brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. I'll tell you, you got something to shout about. You got something to praise God for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with God. Amen. The Lord wants you to live this life. After you praise him in church, go home. Love your husband. Love your wife. Don't be cheating on one another. Have a holy home. Be a father to your children. Be a mother to your children. Teach them to love the Lord. Teach them right from wrong. Amen. Praise God. Live holy on the job. Live holy in the school. Walking down the street. Amen. Lift up Jesus. Praise God. It's time to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. Fill you up, run you over. Amen. Cause you to speak in unknown tongues. Praise God. That's the real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, The word of God is so wonderful. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for this powerful message. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, protect the saints from the coronavirus, the Omicron variant, and all the rest of the variants. Lord, protect your saints in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the people in the schools. Lord, bless the people, Lord Jesus, in the jails and prisons. Lord, let them know, Jesus, you come to change lives. Make your life, make their life brand new. Lord, bless the people as we enter into this brand new year of 2022. Let this year be a year of revival, that folks may give their hearts to you, Lord. Turn from sin before sin get rid of them. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just give sweet Jesus the praise. Give the Lord the praise. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise him. The Lord is so good. He is so wonderful. You believe that message, that prayer, the Ella Holmes that's gave and the prayer he prayed over all of us. The Lord can do anything but fail. So you believe that and hold on to your victory and keep on praising and thanking God. Those are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. And we thank God for you because you're important to us. But most of all, you are important to Jesus Christ. He is the answer that you need to have for every problem to be solved. Those in the free will, your prayers are part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But then most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon as you get the green light, be going back into the jails and prison to minister to those that behind prison bars. I'm telling you, because the Lord called us into jail prison ministry. Praise God. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.